Romans chapter 3 have been meditating on this. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Wow, thank you, Lord. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. Length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and men. Wow. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and men. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. There's so much here, Lord. Lord, this morning we remember your laws, your precepts. Teach us. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health, wow, to your flesh, and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions, with the first fruit of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty. And your vats will overflow with new wine. My son or my daughter, do not despise the Lord's chastening, for the Lord do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, just as a father the son in whom He delights. Thank you, Lord. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, the discipline of the Lord, nor detest His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, just as a father the son in whom He delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profit of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She's more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Thank you, Jesus. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Verse 18, Proverbs chapter 3, she is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth, by understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths were broken up, and clouds dropped down the dew. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Jesus. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. Jesus. Holy Spirit, Father, we thank you for your word. I thank you for your word, Father. If only we take time and make room to just meditate on your word. I mean, just this couple verses in Proverbs that talks about wisdom and keeping your precepts, keeping your word, how it's not only profitable spiritually, but it's also, Lord, profitable for our physical well-being, for our sleeps at night, for our rest. Jesus. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Thank you, Jesus, for this promise. Thank you, Lord, for this promise. You are my confidence. I put confidence in nothing else, in no one else. I know nothing else. I put all my confidence in you. I put all my hope in you today, Lord. Jesus, as we pray and soak today, and remember that this week, as this country, a lot of people, maybe they don't remember the meaning behind the season of Thanksgiving. So Father, we as your people, as your kingdom citizens, we are thankful. I come before you with gratitude, hearts full of thanks, first of all for your word, for the Bible. Jesus, thank you for your word. Your word is the lamp to our feet and light to our paths. Oh, Jesus, your word, the word of God is spirit breathed. It's, the Bible says in 2 Timothy, it is God's breath. Lord, thank you for your breath today. And as we read it, we thank you that life, living life, is being imparted into our physical and our mortal life. Thank you, Jesus, that you have instructed us on how to live. Thank you for being our confidence. Thank you for keeping our foot from being caught by the spider webs or ties of this world, of the worries of this world, the burden of this world. Lord, we thank you for freedom today. Verse 27, it says, do not withhold good from those to whom it's due. When it is in your power, the power of your hand to do so. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it to you when you have it with you. Do not devise evil against your neighbor, for he dwells by you for safety's sake. Do not strike with a man. Strive with a man without cause. Do not strive with a man without cause if he has done you no harm. Do not envy the oppressor, wow, and choose none of his ways. For the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with the upright. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the just. Thank you, Father. Surely he scorns the scornful, but gives grace to the humble. That's why, Father. Right now, we humble ourselves before you, Jesus. I humble myself. We go low, Father. We lay pride, pride. We lay it down. We lay our crowns. We lay everything that we hold dear. And it starts with our personality. You know, it starts with our egos. It starts with our self pride. Lord, we, in the in your presence today, we renounce. I renounce myself. I deny. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge the cross. Jesus, I choose you again today. I choose to follow you. Lord, I choose to serve you. Father, I choose to die on the cross. I choose to die to self. I choose to die to the flesh and live for your spirit. For you give grace to the humble, but you resist the pride, the proud. You resist the proud. The arrogant, you resist them. There's no grace for the prideful heart. But you give grace to the humble, Lord. Today again in your presence, in the Holy of Holies, as we have access through the blood of Jesus to stand before you and pray. Father, we acknowledge, I acknowledge, I need you every step of the way. I need you every hour. Every hour, oh, how I need you. I need you this hour. I need you more than my next heartbeat. I need you to speak. I need you to stand for me. I need you to fight for me. I need you, Lord, even right now, too. I pray that you would act on behalf of those who are sick at the hospitals, those who are calling on your name right now, Lord God. Jesus, I pray that even right now, those who are just buried in their sin and in darkness, in the spirit of religion or in deception, there are so people in the church who's been deceived. The spirit of being deceived. And sometimes they even use your name. They're so deceived, they think they are serving you. They bash the saints. They bash the church. They talk bad about the church. God, Lord, Holy Spirit, have mercy. For we understand that when we walk in the fear and in the wisdom of God, we love the body of Christ. We love the saints. We love the communion of the brethren. We do not forsake the gathering of the saints. Oh, Father God, in the name of your Son, today I humble myself. We call out your name, Lord. We worship you. We give you glory and praise. We bathe, we soak our souls in you. We soak our souls in your presence, Lord. Whatever the situation is, Lord God, you know. The Holy Spirit, as a matter of fact, your word says in moments, it's like we don't know how to pray. As a matter of, you know, the Holy Spirit prays through us. When we run out of ideas, when we run out of requests, we thank you, God, that you've given us the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit is not a spirit of timidity, but it's a spirit of power, of sound mind. Thank you, God, for a sound mind. Father, I thank you for a sound mind right now. For a sound mind. Lord, I thank you for the Sabbath. I thank you for a fresh revelation that you're giving to your church that, you know, this whole thing about the American dream working to death is not godly. Exhaustion is the worst enemy in our lives. When we're totally, completely always being exhausted, there's no room, even in our human mind, to be kind to people because we are tired. So, Lord, we pause today. We stop to acknowledge that you are God. You're God. You reign on your throne in heaven. All creation declare, the elders proclaim. We proclaim in this house that you are God. You are God alone. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. But we choose you. We choose to bow today. Where would we go? Even reading your word, we seeing that when we obey, when we live in obedience of your word, Father, it brings life to our bones. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord. So, Father, right now we seek, we thank you for wisdom. For your word says, if we lack wisdom, if we think we need wisdom, ask. So in the name of Jesus, your Son, the Holy Spirit, we ask for in a greater measure of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom. Lord, I pray for a greater measure of understanding. Wisdom, Lord. Lord, I pray like we've been praying that you create in us a heart to obey your commandments. And your word says it, Lord. What you've asked of us is not that hard. We just have to die to self. We just have to accept and believe. And right now, God, I pray for those who are struggling with belief, with faith, to totally trust in you. There have been people who trust church leaders or spiritual mentors, spiritual directors, but yet those people have abused their ability to influence others, and then that kind of ruined it for a lot of people. So therefore, it's hard for those people to believe again. So God of miracles, God of wonders, I pray right now that you work a miracle in the heart of those who are struggling to believe. Even to believe for just that you are good. Some people, it's hard for them to believe, Lord, that you are good. You are good. Lord, you are great. There's none before you. There was none before you. There's none beside you. There'll be no one after you. You are eternal. God Almighty, you are eternal. So we bow down before you today. We lay crowns, we lay everything at your feet, Lord. Father, we make room for wisdom. We seek wisdom. We cry out for discernment. We lift up our voice right now in this hour, in this moment of prayer. We seek, Lord. Lord, I seek wisdom. I seek wisdom. I seek discernment. I seek a greater measure of discernment. Discernment. The ability to discern the spirit. The ability to discern. Really, we're not looking for signs or a gift. Really, we're just looking for a full outpouring of your presence. Because when the Holy Spirit is in tangible manifestation in our midst, in our lives, we will be able to discern. So we thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you. This is the cry of our hearts this hour. This is our prayer. This is our request. That there would be a greater measure of discernment, good judgment, sound mind. For your word says here, it says, then we will understand what the fear of the Lord is. Then we will find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. That's why, Father, open the eyes of our hearts, open the ears of our understanding, open the ears of our spirit. Even as we read your word, that the rhema from your word, the revelation that the Holy Spirit wants to teach us, we would be able to grab a hold of that revelation. Your mouth speak understanding, Lord. Your mouth speak wisdom. So come and speak to us, Lord. Come speak. Come speak to us as we go even throughout the day. As we are being intentional to create a moment in our cars, in our homes, through praise and worship, or through the silence. And through the stillness. Oh, Jesus. Sometimes we like to feel, can talk from experience, like to feel the voice, the void. We like to feel the silence. But yet, your word says, Lord, to be still. And know. Be still and know. Quiet and know that we are in your presence and you are God. Thank you. wisdom and understanding. So, Lord, be quiet. Says those who wait upon the Lord will renew of strength. So we wait on you today. Thank you. teach us just to how to just enjoy. I can only imagine what Moses did with 40 nights and 40 days just be. Oh Lord, teach us. From the busyness and the demands, just to just be.
See?
see the Lord.
Seek you, Lord. Oh, we are gathered.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that we don't have to go to this mountain or this desert to find you. We thank you that you are right here everywhere we find ourselves. When we invite you in our homes, on our walks, when we become so aware of your presence, you're just right there. Speaking, changing, healing. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you paid the price so we could have such great privilege to approach the throne of grace boldly, where we find grace, power, mercy, joy, strength, all that we need. We thank you, Father. I thank you. I am so thankful, Jesus. I am so thankful that we can come as we are. That's why he always says, you know, come to the Father. Though my gift may be small. Broken hearts, broken life, whatever the situation, but we lay it down. We lay it down. It's not by might, it's not by power, it's not being hyper or not being hyper. It's not in the physical things. The flesh produces nothing. We cannot even worship you in the flesh. It's all by the Spirit, Lord. For the time has come where true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. You see the heart, Lord. You see the heart posture. And today we honor you. We thank you that you go before us. We thank you that we stand in your victory. Hallelujah. I stand in your victory, Lord. We thank you that we walk in your light. Lord, I thank you that I do walk in your light. I thank you that I live in your light. I thank you, Jesus, that every weapon, every plans the enemy has over me, over my family, over your church is banished, is without effect. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus. Not because of anything we've done. Not because of our prayers. As a matter of fact, Lord, we remember in your presence that our own righteousness is like filthy rags. They're nothing. We got nothing to show for. So we stand in the name of Jesus. We stand in the blood of Jesus. We stand in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's what it's about, Lord. That's what it's about. We stand in your righteousness, Lord. We stand. Thank you, Jesus. That we can stand in your righteousness. We can appear to the throne in your righteousness, in your holiness, in it, not in what we've done, not because we're good, there's no good. You alone is good. So we thank you, Father. Father, I pray as people gather with their families, with their friends, over Thanksgiving, Father. Lord, I ask that your kingdom would come. Let your kingdom come, Father. Sometimes those gatherings can be a little frustrating, but Father, I pray that us, citizens of heaven, we would be agent of peace. We would have no debt but love. We would be able to show acceptance, forgiveness. We would be able to honor those maybe who doesn't see things like we do. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for America. Thank you, Lord, that we ask that your kingdom would come in this country. We ask that people would come to know you. People's heart would come to know you. Lord, we ask that you would set your church on fire so we could be witness to this world here in this country. We love you, Lord.